New Jersey Chime Time, 6:10. Bill Spadia out. Dennis Malloy in. Good morning. It's a chilly Monday. As Dan just said, it's what is it, about 10 degrees cooler for high than normal?
10 to 15, yeah. And just remember, 4 days ago, we were in the 90s. I think that makes it hurt a little bit more.
Yeah, that felt so great coming out first thing in the morning with a nice, comfortable, pleasant temperature.
Yeah.
And this
yeah.
morning, frost in the windshield. So
yes.
Upper 30s to low 40s for you getting out right now. What are you doing out? I was driving here at 5:30 in the morning, which I'm not used to.
I was going to say, you know, semi-retired Dennis, yeah. you look awfully awake this time of the morning. Bravo. Welcome to the morning show. Welcome back to the morning show.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
I used to fill in for when Jim Gearhart did the show.
Mm-hmm.
For years, I was the main backup fill-in. And then for 12 years, I did mornings in Philadelphia.
That was probably a couple minutes ago.
Another lifetime ago. And it's funny, when I was doing the show with Judy here, people would call and say, I remember you from doing radio in Philly when you were Bad Wilson. My claim to fame was I used to imitate the mayor of Philadelphia, who was Wilson Good. But my character was Bad Wilson.
I love it.
But
morning show, like this schedule, I used to say you never get used to it, and it's terrible when you have to do it every so often.
That's what I was saying this morning when I woke
and
up.
I look at both of you, welcome to the morning show, Jen and Dennis.
And we both did mornings once upon a time.
Yeah.
Consistently, yeah.
But so, having to do it not consistently.
No, that's
gonna
messes
screw
you
with
up.
Your sleep. Like by tomorrow, you guys are going to be dragging.
I have Springsteen tonight, so I'm coming from the concert straight to here.
Oh,
so that's going to be I'm going to be a hot mess in the morning.
And you've done that before, right?
Yeah.
Where is he performing?
Prudential Center, Newark.
Okay.
So by the time he gets out, by the time he wraps up and I get out, coming right back.
To work.
Yeah.
All right. So I would love to hear from people if you want to chime in. 1-800-283-1015. What is this your normal morning routine? What are you doing up at this hour? I thought Mondays, a lot of people work from home and don't commute as much. Roads are crowded with crazy Jersey drivers already. At 5:30, now it's 6:12. But, Jen, did you prefer to see Springsteen at the Prudential Center or at the Meadowlands?
Oh, if I had to choose?
Yeah.
Oh, Meadowlands.
Really?
100%, yeah. Yeah. The vibe is just so much, I don't know, I think the vibe is so much more fun. And he always performed there. Like, the Meadowlands, whether it's been Brendan Byrne Arena or Continental Airlines, it's the same place. So it's like, and so I was always used to seeing Bruce there.
What is it now?
It's MetLife, MetLife Stadium, except during the World Cup. It can't be MetLife Stadium.
So there was an indoor stadium there,
mm-hmm.
an indoor arena where the Devils played. Now they
That's
played.
Gone.
That's gone. So they're it's no
demolished,
longer there.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, gone.
And there's FIFA World Cup soccer that's coming. Are you a soccer fan?
No, I do not like soccer.
I don't know anybody that likes soccer.
I feel like that's more, well, I shouldn't say it's more European, but you're going to get a lot of European, I feel like.
South American.
Yeah, I would think so. But I mean, I think it's cool that it's coming. It's just a lot.
Yeah, this story about them raising the fare from New York City to the Meadowlands by 775%. It's going to cost you $100 a ticket instead of $1,250.
150 round trip.
150 round trip. Now, if you're four people, right? Most people don't go to the game alone.
Right.
Used to. If you have four people and you rent hire a limo from New York City,
you're probably better off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're paying, what, $600 for four tickets?
The bus is $80 round trip, so you can save a little bit there. And then I think you can park, if you are driving, which they don't encourage, but if you are, I think you can park at American Dream, and I don't know what that's going to be.
The whole thing, I mean,
it's
not
crazy.
Not a soccer fan, and no. I don't live anywhere in the area. It doesn't affect me at all unless I have some business going up that way. Around that time. So it's all of June or the first week
of June? It's June and July. I don't know the exact dates, but there are some weekday matches. That's, to me, is more the problem with people trying to get back and forth to work.
Yeah. And you know, one of the positives from it for people who want to Airbnb their house, make some extra money, I hear that market is hot. Cranford, Westfield, Roselle Park, anywhere that's you know, within driving, short driving distance.
I think, don't quote me on this, but I think I read New Jersey Transit is thinking what, 75,000 a day for the match?
Yeah.
I think they said they were bracing for about 75,000 per match.
Hey, if you have a limousine service or a car or you're an Uber driver, they're going to make out well, I guess.
Yeah, and those prices are going to go up too, but I just feel like I would rather get dropped off door to door than try to deal with the trains and buses and me. That's just me. That's just my thing. But
all right, 6:15. Bill Spady's out. Dennis Malloy in. Good morning. Welcome. It's going to be a high in the lower 50s today. Right now it's around 40. You got some frost in your windshield. Get out there a little early and scrape it off. We'll check traffic for you in just a few minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5, $1,000 at work payday winners.
Oh my goodness. Oh, Matthew, we won $1,000. My son is with me. Oh my goodness. Oh, my wife's not going to believe that I won. Oh my goodness.
Are you kidding me right now? Oh my God, I can't even believe it. This is amazing.
You could be the next $1,000 winner. Listen every weekday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Complete contest rules and details on our New Jersey 101.5 app. $1,000 a day just for listening at work on New Jersey 101.5.
Dan.
Yes, sir.
Are your kids into sports groups?
Yes.
What do they play?
At the moment, I've got two playing baseball, Little League, and one playing soccer.
Yesterday, cold rain, 50 degrees, raining, steady.
Mm-hmm.
Girls playing, middle school, high school, girls playing soccer on a soccer field.
Yuck.
In Marlton. And the parents on the sidelines with the umbrellas, and I thought, holy crap. There's a million things I'd rather be doing on a Sunday afternoon. My kids play hockey, travel hockey.
Yep, yep.
And it got to be a grind. But yesterday in the rain, I just felt horrible.
Yeah, luckily, soccer season, they take care of the fields more than anything else. So, like, any chance of rain in the forecast, they don't want the kids on the fields if it's muddy because they'll destroy them. So if there's any kind of rain during a soccer game, we don't have to deal with that. They cancel on a dime for us.
That's good. Well, in Marlton, I had my granddaughters there last week. We're at the playground area, and I walked onto the field, one of the fields, and it was at artificial turf.
Oh, okay.
They spend my tax money went to good stuff.
No excuses there.
Real quick, Saturday, where did you spend Saturday?
Where was I Saturday? Mostly home, and did we have? I think I had one of my kids had a baseball game, so okay. I was outside for
and
part of the
day.
It was a nice day.
Sunny in 73, where I live in Medford.
Yeah,
went to the shore, cloudy and 57.
Ah, there's that marine influence.
Yeah, but I mean, really drastic difference.
Tis the season.
Yeah.
You know that ocean is still pretty chilly. It's getting better. Ocean temperatures are in the 50s rather than the 40s now, right. So it's warming up. But it happens every spring. You know, you get any kind of breeze off the ocean, and it's just a killer for the beaches. That's a savior in the summer. That's why we always say cooler at the shore in the summertime. But here in the spring, it can lead to days exactly like that.
I rode my bike on the boardwalk in Ventnor for about 10 minutes with my daughter.
Okay.
And it didn't feel bad because the windows at our back.
You work up a little sweat in the cool weather.
Coming back the other way.
Ooh, okay.
Against the wind.
Mm-hmm.
Not fun.
Not great.
But it's funny. When we drove home, it was a beautiful day, but down the shore, it sucked. Oh, and they had the Doodah Parade in Ocean City.
Oh, was that this weekend?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we got there late. We saw the mummers. You know what the mummers are?
Absolutely, yeah. You missed the do, you saw the da.
I guess. Judy and I were grandmasters of the Doodah Parade probably about 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Today is 4/20, the 20th of April. I forget how the legend started. I think somewhere in California. So 4/20 is meant to signify weed in some way. So it was kind of a, hey, man, today's 4/20, where are you copping your weed and let's go smoke somewhere. And now it's not, you know, a clandestine secret thing anymore. You smell weed everywhere. And it's funny, if I'm out driving in the rural areas of New Jersey or, you know, semi-suburban, and I smell skunk, I'm like, I think that's a skunk. But then during the day, if I'm in a more populated area, there aren't that many skunks in New Jersey. It's weed. And I don't know if it bothers you, but do you smell weed wherever you go in New Jersey? Now, I smell it in a lot of places. I know the building I live in Atlantic City, about 3 or 4 years ago when they legalized weed, all of it, I smoke cigars. I don't inhale. You shouldn't inhale cigars. I don't know if you know that. But, you know, I'd sit on my balcony and have a cigar. No, didn't bother anybody. I never smoked inside the unit, although you could. But I don't, in my house or whatever, I don't like to smoke inside. So I'd smoke a cigar outside the balcony. Well, once weed became legal, this is a non-smoking building. And a lot of buildings went that way because they don't want the smell. There's a lot of older people in the building. They don't like the smell of weed permeating the building. And I don't know if it's changing, the perception's changing now, but whenever you go somewhere and you smell weed, it's like, all right, I'm in a bad area or I'm in a trouble area. It just feels like illegality. But now it's legal. So, but they, as soon as it became legal, that no, I wonder if a lot of buildings did that, made them no smoking once weed became legal. Well, happy 420 if you do partake. Enjoy the day. Careful driving. 627. More coming up in the news at the bottom of the hour next. Dennis Malloy and Bill Spadia out. More Don't Go Away. Good morning. It's 637. Bill Spadia out. Dennis Malloy in. Good morning.
You were like, you reminded me of Ted Baxter. Right?
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. My mic
was. Yeah, it was a little Ted Baxter in there.
You were like finding your octave.
Yeah, for those of you not familiar with the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Was it Mary Tyler?
Yeah, it was Mary Tyler Moore.
Love that. Anyway, good morning. It's 420. That's the date, the fourth month of the year.
Dude.
So somebody, I said, do you smell weed everywhere? And it smells like skunk. Somebody writes in, Hillbilly from Phillipsburg says, I don't like to smell weed in public when it's cheap weed. Well, Billy.
Oh, it's a weed snob.
Yeah. As a kid, I smoked weed in high school. I stopped immediately when I got into radio. I was 18. Mm. I got serious about my career, and I just stopped partying. It was
at 18?
At 18.
Well, wow.
You were most people hadn't even started yet.
I know.
And you were called burnouts.
Yeah.
In high school,
I remember the smell was really good. It was a pungent, sort of sweet smell. It didn't smell like skunk.
It smelled like skunk. Yeah. As a non-weed smoker at that age, it smelled like skunk.
All right, maybe because I was a weed smoker, it smelled like sweet to me. And now that I don't, I'm nothing against it. I've argued for legalization for years.
You did. I remember that.
But now that it's legal, I'm like, is this a great idea?
Well, that's it. That's anything. You know, when you don't have it, you want it. And then when you get it, you're like, meh.
Yeah. Well, it was for financial reasons that you believed.
Well, yeah, like why throwing people in jail for smoking a weed
and tax it, you know?
Yeah, and now you can't grow it. I think you're allowed to have two plants, and it's beyond that. It's misdemeanor.
Yep.
But I used to grow it every year up until about 5 years ago, on my deck and in my yard. Not for me, for like friends, and I would
come on.
I like to grow things. I'd grow, you know, basil and parsley and tomatoes and peppers. And I said, let me try to grow some weed and give it to my friends.
Oh, my God.
It's a fairly complex process. You have to kill off the males and just let the females flourish.
As it should be.
Yeah. And I learned how to tell a male from a female plant. And then...
Love this stuff.
Yeah.
You love growing things for other people. You love to grow food and hand it out to people.
So I would, you know, cut it and dry it in like September, October, and then put it in jars and then give it to people. Say, do you want some wheat?
You have to tell us the difference between a male and a female plant, of course.
All right. A male has balls. Oh. I'm serious. You get these little...
On the plant?
Those little seeds?
Yeah.
That's male.
And then the females get these like stems.
Yes.
This wispy stems. So you'd kill off the males, just pull them right out of the garden, like useless.
Again, as it should be.
All right. And then let the female, then they would grow these buds and it would get sticky. But
you have to have just the proper, so my one friend grew a plant in the Poconos in a closet.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, you open up the closet, it was like, oh, like the bright light, you know. Was,
yeah.
But the thing was like, feed me, Seymour. Like it was massive. And I did try that stuff once. Mm. Oh, that was not sativa. Pogan? That was not indica, you know.
Yeah.
You're not growing sativa or indica, right? You don't even know what that means.
I do know what it means. One makes you sleepy and one makes you, I don't know.
Yeah, indica. But good old-fashioned pot, when you grew up, it was just, what, a nickel bag? Or it was just pot.
An ounce was $20.
Yeah. Did anybody give you feedback or reviews on?
Well, they all said they liked it. They all said it was good. No, it was
good.
But
you stopped then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When the cops came?
What I would do is I'd grow it until it was about 2 feet high. Mm. And then there was a property next door that was abandoned. And I would just bring the pots over there and put it on.
You brought the pots in the pot over to the pot.
Over on their side of the fence. It was like almost a broken down old wooden fence. Uh-huh. And I just put it on their side of the fence. And I would water it at night. So people wouldn't see me going over there.
Right. Gotcha.
So if anyone did notice, because when I had it on my deck, a couple people would notice and say, hey, is that you growing pot? I was like, no.
Is that so, you growing pot?
That's a new variety of basil.
Yeah. So I put it on the neighbor's abandoned property, and their niece or nephew would come by once in a while and mow the lawn.
Oh, my goodness.
But I never got discovered.
I love this.
So it's 420, so that's why we're talking about pot. So many other different things going on. Chris Christie bought a condo apartment.
Condo? Isn't it what do you call it?
Two bedrooms.
Okay.
$1.5 million.
Yeah. I was
like, where is it?
In Manhattan, in Gramercy.
Why?
Because
why does he have an apartment in New York?
Well, he's got the house in Mendham.
Yeah.
And then he has the Bayhead.
I know that house very well.
Yeah, so,
well.
Tell us more.
No, I would drive. I drove past it so many times.
Yeah, and that's right near my friend's old place in Point Pleasant.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got a beautiful big beach house.
Yeah.
Built it just a few years ago. Beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
And then built it or rebuilt it, I don't remember. And a house in Mendham, and now he has this apartment in New York City. I guess because he does a lot of TV hits for ABC.
That makes sense, I guess.
Doesn't sound that expensive, too.
1.5?
In Gramercy? Yeah.
Well, and also, was that that's Mary Pat's money, his wife. No, really.
It is.
ABC's not paying you a whole lot of money to go once in a while and, you know, blow some steam out of your fat blowhole. I don't know why people listen to him, but anyway. So he bought this $1.5 million apartment in Gramercy, New York City. I wonder if they knew that this new tax was going to be levied on the pied-à-terre tax, is if you don't have your foot on, if you don't live there permanently.
Right.
If you just have an apartment in the city, you're going to get a special tax on top of it.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. This just happened.
So that's kind of like people do that with Florida. You know, my parents had to get Florida license plates.
Right.
To get the cheaper benefits.
Tax. Lower tax.
But
or no income tax.
Though. Another tax was New York. I mean, you got the congestion.
Yeah, Mamdani just came out and said, I said I was going to tax the rich. Well, today we're taxing the rich. It's called the pied-à-terre tax. It's French for foot on the ground.
It sounds very fancy.
Yeah, well.
A fancy rich tax. Yep.
With your fancy $1.5 million apartment, you get a fancy tax with it.
We feel bad for Chris Christie now.
No, we don't.
Jill does.
we were friends with him. We would have lunch.
Like, yeah.
Judy and I would go to his office and have lunch with him. And then when we were no longer useful to him, he wouldn't return our phone calls.
Last time I saw him was Sandy. He was here.
Yes.
When it went blowing through. And he was here in his famous fleece.
Yep.
And we were talking about Atlantic City. And
yep.
They were fighting, getting off the beat, evacuating.
He came here in 2016, though. He was here in 2016, 2017, because I have a photo with him.
Did he and Bill get into a scuffle out in the hallway?
Of course. Yes.
Yeah. I think that was 2016.
That was that year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun. Fun times. All right. It's 6:45. More of the morning show to come. Don't go away. We'll check fast traffic in just about 3 minutes.
Live personalities, local insights, and traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Stay connected with New Jersey 101.5.
Tarot.
Thank you, Dan. 652. Bill Spadia out. Dennis Malloy in. Good morning. It's Monday, the 20th of April, 420. So that means you celebrate smoking weed or eating gummies. Most of the people I know who do pot now do gummies. I tried that once, and I was going through back pain, and they said, "Oh, try that; it'll help. It'll help you sleep." It just made me feel weird. I didn't like it. Plus, if you smoke a joint, you know, two or three hits, maybe four, and you go, "Okay, I feel it; I'm good." But with a gummy, you take it and then you wait, and all of a sudden, you realize you took too much or you didn't take enough. So, but hey, a lot of people are doing it. And I mentioned on the air that some buildings have banned smoking because of weed. And Chris in Parlin says, the weed smoking in my apartment complex is out of control. It's 24/7 every day. We are a smoke-free building and management does not enforce it. So if you have asthma or another respiratory illness, you can imagine it's difficult. And it just smells bad. Like I said, when I was younger, it smelled sweeter, or it's had a good aroma. Now it just smells like skunk. And people say, well, it's the cheap stuff. All right. I hear there's no cheap stuff anymore. Like, the stuff people are smoking is really, really potent. Stosh, Tom's River, and from Philly, saying nice things on the air. Jay the Scrap Man. Thank you very much for checking in. And Nick and Del Ran, Cindy and Tom's River, thanks very much for chiming in this morning. So we talked about a couple of things. It's 420, weed day. I wonder if a lot of people are, I see these ads. Charles Barkley is doing them for one of those services, these prescription drug services. And then Serena Williams, one of the Williams sisters, is doing the an ad for another service, GLP-1s. And those, that's the Wegovy and the other weight loss GLP. Kathy, what's the other, the one I can't think of offhand?
Nutrisystem?
No, the...
weight loss?
Yeah, the GLP-1. What's the most popular one? I'm thinking.
Okay, so not Nutrisystem. Weight Watchers?
No, the actual drug. Wegovy, and then there's.
That you enjoy. Ozempic.
Ozempic, thank you. That's the most popular one. I could think of the other dumb one, Wegovy, but I couldn't think of Ozempic. Well, so many people are on them, and now they have celebrities endorsing going on it, and now you don't have to inject yourself. There's a pill.
Oh.
I could stand to lose 15 pounds. I would love to. I don't.
You know why I don't like that? Because when you stop taking it,
yeah, you go back.
Don't you gain back what you lost?
I guess. And then there's some people say the side effects can be dangerous. Some people saying the side effects are actually good. Like, cardiologists are in favor of it, and it does do some good things for your body. But for years, people said, "Oh, I can't wait for them to come out with a magic pill." Well, it seems like it's here, and a lot more people are on it. Hey, if it's, you've cleared it with your doctor and you're okay with it and you don't mind staying on it for the rest of your life. There are a couple people here in the building who are on it. They look great. They say they feel great, so good for them. 6:55, Dennis Malloy in for Bill Spadia. More to come. Don't go away.
For the best of New Jersey, live hosts and timely traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Tune into New Jersey 101.5.
Not Bill Spadia. Spadia out, Dennis Malloy in. It's 7:09. Good morning. As you heard Dan mention, it's chilly this morning. It's only going to get up to the lower 50s. It's going to be cloudy. Quite a difference from the other day. And Saturday, I took a ride to Ventnor and Ocean City. Ventnor area, just to my daughter and I wanted. I have a little condo there, and she hadn't seen it yet. Mm-hmm. So I'd fixed it up a little bit. And we have this tradition of going to Ocean City for pizza.
Oh.
Because they have really good pizza at Manco and Manco. So.
Is that your go-to pizza place, or is that just like a special treat because you don't get there a lot?
Yeah, it's a special treat because I don't get there a lot, but it's really good. Now, they use a different kind of cheese. I think they use either mild cheddar or Monterey Jack, and some people are like, oh, how can go on pizza? It's delicious. I took somebody, a really finicky, picky woman from Sicily there for pizza once, and she loved it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so no mutts. No mutts.
No, it's a different, but it tastes great.
It just works. It works.
Yeah, yeah. The cheese goes on first, and then they swirl the sauce on top.
Uh-oh.
It's really good.
All right.
It's really good.
What's the name of the place?
Manco and Manco.
Okay.
It used to be Mac and Manco's. And there were,
I'm gonna have to try this out.
Yeah, and Wildwood on the boardwalk is Max Pizza. Well, I guess that family paired up with the Mancos, and it was Mac and Mancos, and then Manco bought out the Max, I guess, and it's just Manco and Manco.
Okay.
And when we go there, my daughter and I go like every spring because we, you know, just like rite of passage for spring. And we noticed some of the guys working there were working there when she was a kid. My daughter's 35.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so, my God.
And they got in a little tax trouble a few years ago, and they straightened it out. But I remember back in the day, behind the counter, they would have a tackle box.
Okay.
And that's where the cash would go in the tackle box.
Oh.
And if I owned a store, I'd have a...
Probably.
Tackle box. And I know some places that don't take credit, just cash only.
Especially on the boardwalk, a lot of them take cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, only
that's
cash.
That's what I
would
do.
The old school cash. I love it. Yeah, it's great.
We just passed tax day, and I owe the Uncle Sam like $16,000 or something ridiculous.
Dan.
I know, and in this state, we're taxed to death. But, so we drove an hour, basically, for pizza.
I love that, though. That's a good, you just said, it's a tradition, it's a rite of passage, and it's time with your daughter. It's awesome.
How far have you gone for pizza?
Italy.
Well, you didn't like eat the pizza and come home. I mean, just where you went specifically for...
I guess it's Staten Island, if you want to go there, I guess.
Yeah.
Because there's a pizza place on Staten Island that
Menino's?
Danino's, and we have it down here, and we have it down in Jersey too. There's one in Brick.
I went to that one.
The one in Brick?
Yeah.
Okay, and you didn't say hi? Oh my God!
I think you were working.
Was I?
Yeah.
Okay, but the original on Staten Island. I mean that was our pizza plates.
This was good. Danino's in Brick was good,
and that's a BYOB, so that's nice too.
You know what I saw last night on TV?
What did you see on TV?
Well, before I get to that, I've driven to Morristown to have pizza at Consiglio's.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
And they have sourdough. Their dough is sourdough.
Ooh.
So good. If you're ever in that area, Consiglio's in Morristown, worth the drive.
I like a real crust, so. Oh,
my favorite is DiLorenzo's over in Robbinsville. Mm-hmm. And they have one in Yardley across the river in PA. And Papa's. Those two are the go-to. DiLorenzo's and Papa's.
Nice.
The best. Thin crust, really good.
As long as you don't do the cauliflower crust, do you then?
I've never have. I mean, if you're gluten...
I guess.
...free or whatever. Yeah.
It's good. I've had it. I do like it, but...
Well, here's a tip.
I need a real crust.
If you need gluten-free stuff...
Yeah.
...try flour or dough made in Italy.
Right.
Because they haven't...
We've talked about this.
Yeah, they haven't raped their wheat like we have and destroyed our wheat. A lot of people go over to Europe and they'll have bread or pizza and they go, I didn't get sick.
I feel great. Yeah.
So last night on TV...
Yes.
I actually wrote it down. Slice sauce.
What is that?
Domino's...
I don't know this.
...is marketing pizza... Right, and they show somebody with a piece of pizza in their hand, dipping it in a sauce.
Okay,
so
they're selling like the slice with the sauce,
and it's called sauce slice. I'm sorry.
Okay,
so Americans aren't fat enough and disgusting enough with the food we eat. We have to take a piece of pizza dip it in something.
I've heard of people dipping pizza in not just sauce, but like ranch dressing.
Yeah, I guess that's...
I figured it was hot enough.
Stop. Yeah.
Just stop it.
It's pizza. Enjoy.
And stop cutting it with a fork and knife.
But they do that in Naples.
I know, but no.
I know, but no. All right, it's.
I like it dripping. The grease dripping off the slice. Oh, so good.
And the way
cheese.
I made waffles for my granddaughters last week, and she's just like her dad. He used to eat pancakes and waffles with his hand. Yeah. I said, "All right, honey, take the waffle and bend it like you would a piece of pizza, and eat it. That's fine. I'll put butter and syrup on it for you."
Awesome.
7:15, Dennis Malloy in for Bill Spadia. More to come. We'll check fast traffic for you in just about 3 minutes. Don't go away.
When severe weather strikes, New Jersey 101.5 is your trusted source, providing critical alerts you can count on. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePue.
Oh. Thank you, Dan. 7:22, Bill Spadia out. Dennis Malloy in. I hate to be so trite and talk about pizza, but my daughter and I took a ride like an hour away for pizza Saturday. We went from a beautiful sunny day in the 70s inland to 57 degrees and cloudy and windy at the shore to get pizza. And the Doodah Parade was Saturday in Ocean City. For those of you not familiar with it, it's an annual tradition. They have a silly parade on the boardwalk in April. The Mummers were there. See, it's a South Jersey, Philly sort of thing. Anyway, Manco and Manco Pizza, very good, worth a drive. And a lot of people have taken a long ride for pizza. And I was asking, what's the furthest you've gone for pizza? And is there a go-to? For me, like I said, Di Lorenzo's and Papa's in Mercer County area, for sure. And then I mentioned Coniglio's. I thought I said Coniglio's. Brenda, thank you for writing from Sukasana on the app chat. She said, welcome back, Dennis. Do you mean Coniglio's in for pizza in Morristown? Yes. I don't know if I mispronounced Morristown or Coniglio's, but it's Coniglio's. Very good. Sourdough crust. So, you know, you mentioned pizza on this radio station and people want to talk. Steve's in Maple Shade. Steve, hi. You're on New Jersey 101.5.
Good morning. Good to hear your voice, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I was spoiled. I grew up in Trenton, Hamilton area, so Di Lorenzo's, Papa's all day long. Even regular pizza was great. I moved to Maple Shade with my wonderful wife about 3 years ago, and we can't find good pizza, dude.
So
do you have any recommendations? Like, I'm making my own at this point, or we're making our own.
Yeah, I do that too, but I like going out for a real good pizza. You tried Tacanelli's, I guess?
That's funny you say that. We did try that, but they don't deliver. I mean, we like going out once in a while, but, you know, usually we like to take it down on a Friday and relax after a work week. Tacanelli's isn't bad, but, man, it's like we were so spoiled with Di Lorenzo's and stuff.
You know who does deliver, and I think they'll deliver out to you. And the pizza, they have a wide variety of different pizzas. It's Passarello's in Morristown.
Okay. Thank you.
Have you ever been there?
No. We've tried probably at least 20 places, and Tacanelli's was the best so far,
yeah.
But they don't deliver.
Passarello's does everything. You go in there, it's almost cafeteria style. Like, everything's behind the glass, and you pick out what you want and tell them what you want. And then when you get to the end of the line, there's like 12 different kinds of pizza.
Oh, wow.
And they're from the Naples area. That family's from Monte di Procida, which is near Naples. So they really know how to make pizza. But and I see their guys running in and out of their delivery cars all day long. So try Passarello's in Morristown.
All right, man. Y'all have a good day. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate the call. Chris is in Lawrence. You're on New Jersey 101.5. Hi, Chris.
Hi, I love Di Lorenzo's Pizza. I've been going there for 30 years, but there's a little bit of history behind it because it's not just one Di Lorenzo. So I just wanted to clear up something real quick.
Yeah.
There were two original Di Lorenzo's, one in Hudson Street, Trenton, and one on Hamilton Street, Trenton, that were cousins that had two different styles of pizza. So there was always two. Hudson Street moved to Robbinsville,
right,
and then Hamilton Avenue moved to Sloan Avenue in Hamilton. So there were still the two cousins. Then Robbinsville opened up the one in Yardley.
Yes.
And then the grandson of Rick opened up the one in Pennsylvania, and he put a slight spin on it. So there were three different Di Lorenzo's at the time. Di Lorenzo's, the burg, is Pennsylvania. So Rick, who owned the Sloan Avenue one, retired.
Right.
The grandson in Pennsylvania bought over the one on Sloan Avenue in Hamilton, which is my favorite. They're totally different pies between Robbinsville and Hamilton.
Really?
So
okay.
I
go to Robbinsville. The one on Sloan was just taken over, you're saying, by
Yes, yeah. And they were around since the 1930s. So, right. And they're two totally different pies, but they're both tomato pies. Now, the grandson owns the one in Pennsylvania as well as the one on Sloan Avenue in Hamilton.
Okay.
And then Robbinsville owns Robbinsville and Yardley. So there are four different...
But where's the one in Pennsylvania? Where's the one in Pennsylvania that's not Yardley?
It's not that far. It's 20 minutes away. I can't remember the town. It might start with an L. Is that...
Langhorne.
Langhorne, yeah. So okay. That one, that grandson put a slight spin on it. So yeah, I'm telling you, it gets complicated because people all think the De Lorenzos were all the same, and they're
right.
Not.
They're
so
not. I'm a fan one. Of the Robbinsville and the Yardley.
Right.
And they do a great job.
I was a fan of Sloan Avenue. Yes, and I was a fan of Sloan Avenue.
And not just the pizza at Robbinsville and Yardley, the efficiency and the decor, the ambiance.
Oh, they come out quick.
Yeah, they come out quick, and the guys know what they're doing. It's really cool. Thank you. It was great talking to you, Chris. Appreciate the call.
Thank you. No problem.
All right. 727. More to come. Dennis Moore in for Bill Spadia. And we'll check news at the bottom of the hour next. Yeah. Good morning. 738. Bill Spadia out. Dennis Malloy in. How do you like that for a change from Monday morning? Good morning. Thanks for listening. Chilly start. It's a little warmer. Still about 12 degrees cooler than it should be. Average high is around 65 this time. It's going to be in the low 50s. Pretty cloudy. Maybe a shower later. Dan told you the whole deal. But as you're getting ready to go out the door, and if the sun hasn't hit your windshield yet, we got some frost on the windows, the windshields this morning. We're talking about pizza. I took an hour ride to get a pizza on Saturday. My daughter and I do that once a year at least to this place down the shore, Manco and Manco. Then we started talking about my favorite now is De Lorenzo's. And guy called to explain there's a couple De Lorenzo's in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. And the one he was talking about in Pennsylvania, other than Yardley, was not Langhorne, but Levittown. And we have a De Lorenzo apparently on the line. Bob in Freehold, you're on New Jersey 101.5. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Dennis, how you doing? Good to have you back.
Thank you. So you are a De Lorenzo?
Very good to have you back. I am. I'm the son of Big Rick De Lorenzo, who was the proprietor of Hamilton Avenue, one of the original brothers. And my son, Tyler, is the one who runs De Lorenzo's the Berg in Levittown on New Falls Road. And he just recently acquired the one on Sloan to basically reestablish the good name of my father that my father set. And his goal is to reestablish that name in Hamilton. And he's a trained chef. Went to culinary school in New York. So he offers a little more than just pizza. So... in the Levittown location, he's got pastas, great salads, soup,
all right,
sandwiches.
Let's get back to Hamilton. What was that building before?
Where was it before?
No.
Was it before?
Yeah.
My brother had it for many years, and then he ran into some difficulties.
Right.
And a friend of mine bought the building, and it was going to be a dispensary. And right now, it's going to be a shared building. It's going to be a dispensary in a small section of the building. Has no association with De Lorenzo's.
Okay.
Just like a liquor store, if there was a liquor store
right.
next
okay. door. Okay, but it's going to be called De Lorenzo's Hamilton?
It's De Lorenzo's the Berg. He's been open for about 2 months now, and he just started serving pasta the other day. Penne vodka and spaghetti and meatballs.
Is the penne vodka as good as JoJo's down the street?
I think it's 10 times better than JoJo's. Yeah.
JoJo's. I'm a big fan of JoJo's. They do a great job.
Yeah, I go there every once in a while. Yeah. But, you know, you got to try it, Dennis. When you go in, you ask for Tyler. Tell him who you are. He's been with his food truck at your place a few times. He also has a food truck.
Definitely. I'm in that area all the time, so I definitely will go check it out. Thank you.
Stop by and say hello and try it out. Similar pie. You can't go wrong with De Lorenzo's pizza. Sam runs the one in Yardley and the one in Robbinsville. They were trained by the best in the business. His grandfather was Dick, and my father, Rick, they were the best pie makers around. And they were trained by some of the old timers in Chambersburg, including their older brothers.
All right, now
so you're not going to go wrong.
My producer asked me this question, and my answer to him was, it's pizza. What is tomato pie? What is the difference between tomato pie and regular pizza? And to me, it's just pizza.
My father said exactly what you said. Pizza's pizza. They called it tomato pie for whatever reason. Doesn't matter what, you know, there's some people put the tomato on first, some people put the cheese on first. My father always said it's pizza.
Okay,
pizza,
good.
Pizza.
I'm glad to hear it from DiLorenzo. Awesome.
I'm going to write a book. I have it all in the works already. Had to be rewritten a few times, but it will be out. I will get this book out, and it's the story of my father.
Good.
And I videotaped him and asked him all the questions of growing up in Chambersburg and how what it was like, and I have it almost all together, and it will be out, and you'll be the first one I send a copy to.
I would appreciate that. Thank you, Bob. That's awesome. Yeah. Good luck with it.
Tells the story directly from my father.
I can't wait to see it.
I want to do.
Great.
I will get you a copy.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, Dennis. Take care.
You too. Appreciate that, all the information. So there you have it. If people ask, you know, what is a Trenton tomato pie? What's it? It's a pizza. There's no. I made a focaccia a couple of weeks ago for my son. I copied the one I had in Puglia a couple of years ago at this hotel we stayed at, and it was a tomato pie. It was a thicker dough, and a bunch of chopped tomatoes on top. To me, that's a tomato pie. You call it focaccia with Pugliese because it's from Puglia, because it has tomatoes. To me, that was more of a tomato pie than what people sell as a tomato pie. It's a pizza. That's all. It's pretty simple. Mary is calling from Hillsborough. Mary, hi.
Hi, Dennis. Oh, so happy to hear you back.
Thank you.
So I traveled back up to Bergen County. I'm from Hillsborough in central Jersey up to Bergen County. Latitos, they only do it on Saturday. It is a focaccia they just brought the oregano in from Italy that morning. It is so good.
So it's just tomato sauce.
It's just tomato sauce and then the cheese.
A little sprinkling of grated Parmesan.
Oh, my God. It is so good. Only on Saturdays. And then there's another place a half mile from there, Kinchley's Thin Crust. Better than Star Tavern.
Wow. And I hear Star Tavern's like always voted one of the best in that area.
Yeah, Kinchley's beats it. I had both. But Latitos or Kinchley's, Bergen County, it goes.
Very good. All right, thank you for that, Mary. Appreciate the call. When I was growing up in South Philly, there was a place down the street from my grandmother's called New York Bakery. It's still there. And on Saturday or Sunday, they would make this tomato pie. This, you know, just plain tomato sauce pizza with a little bit of grated cheese on top. And oh, it was so good. My brother and I went there last year to see if they make it now every day instead of just weekends. And it's the same. Delicious. Amazing. We could talk pizza all day long. It's New Jersey 101.5. I promise you we won't. 7:45. We'll talk about things that are on your mind that are concerning you, that are of concern in the state. And we'll take all your calls coming up. 1-800-283-1015. 7:45. Fast traffic is next.
From deep discussions to lighthearted conversations, you're listening to New Jersey 101.5.
Thanks, Chief. 7:52. Bill Spadia out. Dennis Malloy in. Good morning. It's a Monday, and, you know, Monday morning things change. New things happen on a Monday. We start fresh. We're just talking about pizza a little bit. Liz in Tom's River says, miss you, Dennis. Nice to hear your voice. Can I please hear some of your impersonation of a particular governor? Now, that particular governor, King Phil Murphy. It's a beautiful day. Nice to be here Monday morning on the morning show.
It's the right thing to do.
It's the right thing to do.
That's it.
So he was on the Today Show, and I think Savannah Guthrie was interviewing, and they were on the boardwalk in, Seaside Heights. I don't know what the special occasion was to have NBC News there on the Today Show. So they asked him, oh, the boardwalk pizza, what's the go-to pizza? Now, he's never been on the boardwalk. He's not from Jersey. He doesn't know anything. And they're all good. He's like, they're all very good.
Oh, come on. Any Jersey people will tell you, you go to the Sawmill. If you're at Seaside Boardwalk, you go to Maruca's or the Sawmill. Come on.
And I don't have a particular favorite. They're all good. He's such a phony. So somebody said it's got to try the Star Tavern in Orange. And somebody just said that was one of their go-to. They drive all the way to Bergen County for pizza. Speaking of the former governor, and we keep electing jackass after jackass in the legislature and in the governor's mansion. I don't get it. You can't complain about your taxes or the cost of living or the overregulation or anything if you keep voting Democrat and voting for these morons, this Jackie Sherrill, whatever name, Mikey Sherrill, Jackie, whatever, Sherrill Mickey. There's another one. She's a communist. But, hey, I just work here once in a while. The former jackass, Murphy, signed a sweeping e-bike crackdown as New Jersey adopts toughest rules in the nation for e-bikes. And this was not that long ago. What is the date on this one? I can't see it. But e-bikes are a problem. We want to talk about it in the next hour. And I guess it was time for something because kids were getting killed. And I know in my town, I saw two kids riding e-bikes against traffic on the shoulder, and there was a cop behind me. He didn't put his lights on and do anything. These kids look like 15. And I have the regulations right here on how old you have to be, what you have to get it registered, you have to get it insured, you have to get a special permit if you're underage. They're whizzing around going crazy in my town. I was pulling out of my driveway, was a little bit limited visibility with a shrubbery, and you can't hear them. And I almost ran into a girl, had a kid on the back of it, because you can't hear them. And she was doing about 35 miles an hour. They go pretty fast. I don't know if you have a problem in your town with these, and if you are a parent of a kid who has one, have you had to jump through hoops to get it, make it legal, or maybe sell the darn thing? 1-800-283-1015 is a phone number. We'll talk about e-bikes in New Jersey coming up in the next hour. It's 7:55 news at the top of the hour. Don't go away.
Listen live anywhere in New Jersey. Stream New Jersey 101.5 at NewJersey1015.com or on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Jersey's news, talk, and weather. Always with you. Powered by Hackensack Meridian Health.
New Jersey Chime Time 8:09. Bill Spadia out. Dennis Malloy in. Good morning. Welcome to Monday. It's a new day, a new week, a new sound. I was talking about e-bikes briefly in the last hour. And if you have any experience with them, and they pass legislation, law, I guess earlier this year, or was it last year? Last year, because Murphy was still governor. We have to be at least 17 years old with a valid driver's license or at least 15 years old with a motorized bicycle license. Because anything with a motor on a bike, even with pedals, is considered an e-bike, and you got to get licensed for it. There was sort of the wild, wild west for a while with these things going all over the place. It still is. In my town, I don't know if they're enforcing it. I see these kids whizzing by all the time. And a couple of kids have died, and I'm pretty much live and let live when it comes to this stuff. I'm a little jealous. When I was a kid, you couldn't do this. And now you can zip around anywhere, but now there's a law. And I guess it has to be insured as well. The state law applies to a low-speed electric bike that goes no faster than 20 miles an hour, a motorized bike that tops 28, and an electric motorized bicycle as a bike that can go over 28. Kids in my neighborhood are doing like 40, I swear.
Oh, I believe you.
Yeah.
They zip down in my complex with not a care in the world.
You can't hear them.
You can't know.
So
that's the other problem.
Yeah, and then like I said, I'm not all for new laws, live and let live. But if you give your kid an e-bike, knowing he may not come home for supper because they don't have the road sense, the driving skill and ability and experience, and they're going to get killed, Nate, and some of them have.
Well, and again, I'm only speaking from what I have seen, like, witnessed firsthand. Well, first of all, they like to taunt the cars. I've seen them zip in and out in front. I'm like, all right, these are punky kids. And I'm not saying they're all like that. I'm saying what I have seen.
Yeah.
Very punky. And they'll see you coming and they kind of look at you like, watch this. And I'm thinking to myself, if that car would have hit, immediately people are like, oh, it's the driver's fault.
Sure.
No, it's not.
No. Yeah.
I'm going to tell, from what I have seen, now, and there needs to be, I like the law.
Yeah.
I do. It's to protect them too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And now that the warm weather is here, you're going to see more and more of them. So what are your experience with them, either as an observer, or as a parent, or as someone who has one? A lot of guys who had a DWI would ride these things to work.
Yeah.
I know a guy who worked at my local pharmacy. I'd see him. I said, oh, I see you on the e-bike. He's like, yeah. Get my license back next month. I was like, oh, okay.
Hey, but you're not supposed to be riding the e-bike.
Now, with the new law, it was like, yeah. It was the Wild West. Now there's laws. Your experience with them, 1-800-283-1015. And when I mentioned that Murphy signed it,
one of the worst governors we've ever had.
People are calling about, we keep voting in Democrats with Mikey Sherrill. Probably worse than Murphy. The legislature, we've not had a Republican controlled legislature in 30 years. And I'm not a hardcore Republican. It's just that we keep voting in Democrat after Democrat after Democrat, both in the governor's mansion or governor's office and the legislature. And then you can't complain about overregulation or overtaxation. You can't. So you have either elite people, liberals, who have enough money to survive anything here. Or you have people who are dependent upon the government, which we should not be involved in the social program business at all. And in this caller, Tom is mentioning before Murphy left, it was a disgrace. It let out so many violent criminals out of jails. Tom is in Milford. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Dennis. It's good to have you on again.
Thank you.
I will say I'm getting a little bit... every time I hear your voice, I keep thinking it's 10 o'clock, so I'm more pepping my step this morning.
Oh, that's funny.
I wanted to pinpoint, because the news article came out from the station over the weekend, and I wanted to pinpoint this a little bit further and put a better spotlight on it for all the Democrat listeners and the fact that we keep electing in Democrats, whatever you want to call it. The fact that we have a father that's fighting in court for the mom that burnt up her kids in the car to not get parole in the state of New Jersey, that should be the biggest red flag that any person that thinks that there's this magical, everybody's going to turn their life around, set free and live and let them go. And they're going to be a great contribution to society. That should be the biggest red flag. The mom burnt up her kids in her own car and the father has to fight the government so that way she doesn't get parole. And the state of New Jersey is crazy to not bring back mental institutions and put a prison for mental situations like this, where somebody's going to go that far, they're going to do it again in life. And it kind of goes back to the e-bike topic, where there are a lot of people that have DUIs, there's a lot of people that have other issues that are going to e-bikes because they lost their license.
Right.
And that doesn't mean that they're not drinking and riding.
Right. I mean, right, for sure.
The issue is either alcoholism or something else. And just because they can get on an e-bike and ride around doesn't mean that they're sober.
Right.
I mean, sometimes you see these guys on e-bikes driving around, they're smoking joints while they're driving. There's nothing, they don't have a care in the world.
Yeah, and it just sends the wrong message.
Was turned around
It sends the wrong message to the society that you can, there are certain laws you can break and get away with murder. And society breaks down when there's no accountability and no adherence to the law. Tom, I got to run, but thank
that's
you.
What,
yeah.
That's what Murphy's time in office was, really.
Well, I think this one's going to be a continuation of it for sure. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate the call. Certainly hope not for society. All right, it was 8:16. Phone number is 1-800-283-1015. If you want to chime in about either lawlessness or the e-bike situation here in the state, please give us a call. We'll check fast traffic for you in just 2 minutes. Don't go away.
From Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's weather to traffic that explains what's happening, a powerful local newsroom, and conversations you actually care about. New Jersey 101.5 keeps you informed, entertained, and connected all day long.
Town. Good morning. Dennis Malloy and Bill Spadia out. Yeah. That's how things go here in radio. 823, and we're talking about e-bikes, we're talking about bad governors and bad laws and bad... I mean, this is such a great state. I love this state. And it's just so hard to live here. Lost my brother is down in North Carolina. My son is down in Florida. I had one son and his wife in North Carolina. They came back, and they're regretting coming back. You know, it's home, it's family, but... It's just so hard to live here, and I don't know. Okay, you hate Trump so much, you voted for Mikey Sherrill? Really? I think what it is that most of the people that just couldn't take it anymore have left already. And what's left is people who don't get it or are wealthy enough to withstand it or down on their luck enough that they have their hand out and the government's taking care of them. I don't get it. I really don't. I'm not nuts about Trump's antics all the time either, but I'm not going to vote for... a moron because I don't like the president of the United States. I don't understand. Anyway, back to the e-bikes. Do you have a kid with one? Do you have one yourself? Have you been affected in any way? And there is a new law that I saw ignored the other day when I was riding in my town. Cop behind me, two kids on e-bikes whizzing past me going the opposite direction on the shoulder. He didn't seem concerned or... pull them over or check their ID or anything. And maybe he knows them and they're legit. It's a small town. But it's gotten to the point where it's scary and dangerous. 1-800-283-1015. Have you had any experience with these e-bikes? Frank is in Glen Gardner, one of my favorite towns in the whole world. Hi, Frank.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning, Dennis?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You know, I just tuned in and I heard you. Heard your concerns about these e-bikes. And I was actually involved in an accident with one one morning a couple of years ago. I was actually going due east, and the sun was blinding. And unfortunately, I did inch through a red light, but this e-bike was coming off to my side, and I heard the loud whining of it, and I looked, and sure enough, he nailed my car. What I didn't know was that there was witnesses to this when I got the police report, and they said that the e-bike was going at such a dangerous speed coming out. And from what I, when all this investigation was done, this guy said that he was going over 30 miles an hour from a side street.
Yeah, I see kids doing 40 easily on small streets at night, sometimes with no lights. And I'm surprised that you said you heard the whizzing or whatever. Some of them are so silent, you can't hear a thing.
Yeah. Well, this one was loud. And, through my lawyers investigating this, they come to find out that the bike, when he invoiced, was not the same that he actually got into a wreck with, because he souped it up. They have a way of souping these up
to actually go
faster than what they're built for.
Right, and you can do that yourself at home. Anyway, Frank, I got to run, but did you get out of trouble or were you...
Well, I mean, the cop told me this. He told me, he goes, I got to give you the red light ticket. He goes, I'm going to give you the less of reckless and careless, because when they looked through the cameras, he did see that I was riding my brake. And the sun was really blinding.
Yeah, all right.
But, whether this guy was going fast or not, I was at fault, unfortunately. I'm glad the guy, he got hurt, but not as bad, thank God. And, that's the most important thing is that.
Yeah. All right, Frank.
Really didn't get hurt.
Thank you for sharing your story. We appreciate it. 826. We'll take a look at all the news that's happening in the world in about 3.5 minutes. Don't go away. Thank you, Jill. 837. Bill Spadia out. Dennis Malloy in. Good morning. As you heard Dan mention, a little chilly start, and it doesn't get a whole lot better. Early low 50s and cloudy a little later. Big difference from last week. What a difference a week makes. We're talking about e-bikes and how is the new law being enforced? I see kids whizzing by at a high rate of speed. wrong direction, past the cop. Cop didn't do anything. Is it something you had to address as either a e-bike? As an e-bike rider, I think your license covers it and you're good. And I don't know about the helmet thing, though. Because over 16, if you ride a bicycle, you don't need a helmet. I ride my bike. And I thought about getting an e-bike. I ride my bike down the shore and I ride my bike at home, but I don't have a helmet. And I thought about getting an e-bike, but I ride my bike for, exercise. It would be nice to kind of cruise on by, but I'm afraid to get lazy. I'm already about 15 pounds over what I want to be, so I'm going to keep pedaling. What's your experience with the e-bikes with your kids? Have you had them take the test, get the licensing, insure? Have you had the cops bother them now that there's a law? 1-800-283-1015. Eugene is calling from Asbury Park. Hi, Eugene.
Good morning, Dennis.
Morning.
In reference to the cops, you were saying the wasn't by the bikes nowhere. The reason why I believe the cops don't do anything is because there's nothing you can do. If these kids go and cause an accident or get killed with the cop chasing them, the cop is liable. When the cop does get a kid that stops or a person that stops, nothing happens to the person. The cop is bombarded with all this paperwork. And it goes nowhere. There's no recourse to rectify this. So why would a cop put his own person and be sued over this?
So you're saying if you're a parent with a kid on a bike, on an e-bike, don't worry about it. They're not going to – same as before the law.
Unless you raise a kid who's going to obey the law.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. But if the kids take off and a car runs, if they go through a red light, if they get killed, the cop is going to be responsible for that. So when you understand when they whiz by you, the cop didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
Why would the cop put his life? He'll go to jail.
A tough spot. I mean, and I'm live and let live, and I like a bunch of new laws, but like I said, I almost hit a couple of these kids. They whiz by so fast you can't hear them. And a couple of kids have been seriously injured or killed. So you certainly don't want that, but, and I understand the pressure the parents are under. You know, we're the kid down the street, Josh has one, and Kyle has one, and you don't want your kid to be left out while they're whizzing around and he's pedaling, a mile behind them.
The parents should be liable.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Eugene. Appreciate the call. We have time for James. Let's go to James in Glassboro. Hi, James.
Hey, Dennis. How are you?
Good.
I went to the 2019 bicycle show in Philadelphia, and I rode some of these e-bikes. And one of the things I want to point out, when you have it on the top level boost, which is 7, the minute you start to pedal, it's like being shot off an aircraft carrier, because you go from 28 miles from 0 to 28 miles an hour so fast, you've got to be ready for this.
Yeah.
And even when you stop pedaling and shut the boost off, you're going so fast, you're going to cover a lot of distance before you can slow the thing down.
You know what they're good for? I rented one in San Francisco a couple years ago. We went across the Golden Gate Bridge into Sausalito, and it was a pretty long ride from San Francisco for a bike, especially going up that bridge. So it was great there, and that boost you feel when you pedal a little bit and you get that boost, it's a great feeling. And I'm sure they have them limited on the tourist bikes. And then I did it in St. Michael's, Maryland. We rented one too. So if you want to see cover a lot of ground in a short period of time, if you're a tourist somewhere, they're great. And I guess they're great for commuting back and forth. But like you said, when you hit that boost, you take off like a rocket. Where was the bike show in Philly?
Right there in the convention center.
Okay.
I went over there in 2019 because I wanted to ride one, because I ride a bike a lot myself.
Right.
I've got 30 days of riding my bike in Key West, my favorite place to ride.
Me too.
For years, I've been riding along the canal from Washington Crossing Park to Lambertville. I've ridden the Henry Hudson Trail out there in Atlantic Highlands. Oh. I've ridden around Sandy Hook. But I was amazed that when you get on this bike, and the boost level goes from 1 to 7, okay? Now, when you're on 6 and 7 and you start to pedal, you shoot forward so fast, you've got to be ready for that.
Have you bought one?
No, I own a regular bike, but I rode the bike at the bike show. You can
right.
ride it.
No, yeah.
When you go to, because I took my helmet over there, and once I signed the waiver, the guy says, "Oh, you got a helmet." I says, "Yeah." He let me ride any bikes I wanted, and I wanted to ride the e-bikes, so I got some experience riding them over there at an indoor track, so I know what they're like.
Yeah, well, you got some great trails that you ride here in Jersey. They're great places to ride a bike. I've been to the one in Lambertville recently, and I was also in Mercer County Park along the canal. Not Mercer County Park, but in Mercer County, the canal from just off Route 1, there's a parking area, all the way up to, I guess, Kingston. Nice.
Yeah, I've done that for years, riding, but I started in Princeton and went up to Kingston.
Nice. All right, we got to run, but thank you very much, James. Appreciate the call and the insight. New Jersey 101.5. Dennis Malloy in for Bill Spadia. We're talking about e-bikes. Is anybody abiding by the law? There's finally a law that would seem to help solve the problem of how dangerous these things can be. Like I said, I don't want to sound like an old man, like, oh, those kids. But it's a little scary sometimes, the close calls I've had. What's your experience been, especially as a parent? 1-800-283-1015 is the phone number. A caller just said recently, or a couple minutes ago, cops aren't going to do anything. It's more trouble for them than it is worth. All right. Your thoughts, 1-800-283-1015. 844, fast traffic in your call coming up.
Fun, laughs, great conversation, and guests you want to hear from. It's 100% Trev. Weeknights on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by Estates Roadshow at TMT Cash for Gold.
Thank you, Dan. It's 8:52. Dennis Malloy in for Bill Spadia. And I've been watching my granddaughters a lot the last few weeks. My daughter-in-law is up here from Florida for 2 months, and I get the call a couple times a week to take the girls. They are just so precious. So the younger one, Vivi, was surprised to hear Pop on the radio this morning. Hi, Pop! Well, I Pop didn't know you were listening. Hi, Vivi. Hi, Adeline, if you're listening. Love you, girls, and mommy too, Jess. They're so much fun. Oh my God. I take them to parks. I take them to lunch. I take them to the mall. I took them to Wawa. I've never spent $28 in Wawa in my life. Last week, the first thing they wanted to do when I got them, let's have a picnic at the park. I said, all right, we'll go to Wawa. Can I have this? Can I have that? And, you know, of course, I'm the grandfather. Whatever you want. And they were buying stuff they'd never had before. The younger one bought milk, and her older sister said, she doesn't drink milk. I said, I don't know. She grabbed milk. It's better than grabbing a beer. I'll go for milk. They don't sell beer and Wawa's in Jersey anyway, but it's been fun. So hi, Vivi. Hi, Adeline. Hi, Jess. This is Small Business Monday. I haven't forgotten. We can do it in the 9 o'clock hour. Small Business Monday is sponsored by Dot Designing. You're looking to launch or grow your business? Start with a small business starter package from just $2.99, including T-shirts, yard signs, and more. Visit dotdesigning.com and build your brand the right way with Dot Designing. You know, I always thought about starting a small business, talk to people who started small business. You need help. This is a great, great help. These people are great. Dot Designing. Find them online at dotdesigning.com. So, yesterday, I went to a little hamburger place in my town. It's called the Farm Dog. And they sell hot dogs and hamburgers, you know, and fries, too. But they're made from beef that is raised on their farm. And the hot dogs are amazing. I don't normally eat hot dogs because of all the additives. These are clean, delicious. And the burgers, probably one of the best burgers I've ever had outside of my dad's backyard barbecue burgers. The Farm Dog on Main Street in Medford. And a couple weeks ago, I was in Lambertville, and we stopped into a antique store, Darbury, it's called. And she's tucked away from downtown, sort of out by the river. Darbury's Antiques. It's a couple, husband and wife, who run it. Really, if you're into that sort of thing, check it out. It's in Lambertville, Darbury's Antiques. And if you have a small business you want to plug, we can do that in the next hour for you. So give us a call at 1-800-283-1015. Just tell it where it is, what you do, and the name of it, and give you a boost in this state where it's very hard to run a small business. We understand. 855, more to come. We'll check news at the top of the hour. But first, let me tell you that it's time to play. Make your downtime fun time on the Bet Parks online casino and sportsbook app, where there's always another way to win. Bet more than the score. Bet player performances and more in pro basketball, golf, soccer, baseball, and MMA. Right now, new casino users get 250 bonus spins on the hot online slot game Gold Trio Leprechaun's Luck, plus up to $1,000 bonus back in their first 24 hours. Play all your favorite casino games, plus hundreds of hot online slots like Huff and Puff Money Mansion, Triple Cash Eruption, Cleopatra, and Divine Fortunes. Bet on all your favorite sports right on your phone. The Bet Parks online casino and sportsbook app, where there's always another way to win. Must be 21 and in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Michigan, or Maryland. New users only. TCs apply. See site for details. Casino bonus must be wagered. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
New Jersey 101.5 Severe Weather Alerts deliver fast, accurate, critical updates from Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero and the New Jersey 101.5 Weather Team. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePew.
The Chime Time 910. Bill Spadia out. Dennis Malloy in.
I'm getting into it now, Den. It came instinct. I didn't mean to do it.
Listen, he's off for a couple days. I'm in for a couple days. I'm having fun. I love Bill. I love Jen, and I love Kathy, and I love everybody here. It's fun to be.
Thomas. I know. We're so Thomas, excited.
Jill. Bob Williams.
Thank you. Thank
wow.
you.
All right.
And Dan Zarrow. Don't forget Dan.
Dan Zarrow.
No, it's fun. It's. I'm enjoying it. I hope the listeners are enjoying it. Thanks so much for all the nice comments on the
you are missed, Den.
App chat. That's nice. People are very, very nice. We did a show in Jill was with me in Glen Gardner about 3 weeks
ago.
Oh
yeah, right. She said that.
Wow, what a cool place! I went fishing there last year, trout season, and we found this little babbling brook along just off Route 31, and just what a town. But then this time we went to the VFW to do the show. Mm-hmm. Down the street is the Inn at Glen Gardner.
Oh, we talked about this. The Inn at Glen Gardner, how beautiful wow. it is, right?
Yeah. And speaking of small businesses, I mean, that's the head of the women's club in Glen Gardner. I think her granddaughter and her husband run the Inn at Glen Gardner. And the food's great. The atmosphere is just unmatched.
I love stuff like that.
Yeah. In Glen Gardner.
Places like that, yeah.
And I mentioned the Farm Dog the last hour. That was a little hot dog and hamburger place in my town where they raise the cattle there and they make their own beef and for the hot dogs and the hamburgers. Excellent. And then there was this Darbury's Antiques, an antique store I stopped into a couple weeks ago in Lambertville. I like when it was a husband and wife started an antique business. And, it's rough go in the sure. beginning. And that's why our sponsor, Dot Designing, is sponsoring Small Business Monday. If you're looking to grow or launch your business, get started with a small business starter package, just $2.99, including T-shirts, yard signs, and more. Visit DotDesigning.com and build your brand the right way with Dot Designing. We're going to take a couple calls about small businesses. And, Jen, I wanted to mention real quick, you're going to see Bruce tonight.
I am. Prudential Center.
In Newark. And then coming right to work.
I have to come right
to work.
So
you will be in bad shape tomorrow.
I probably will be. Or not. It's going to depend on how everything goes, but I'm excited. I'm not going home. It's stupid to go home because Bruce plays for like 3 hours. And by the time I get out of Newark and I got to be here at 3 a.m. So it's not worth going home. I know.
I'd say it's not worth going to the concert.
All right,
but,
Den.
We've had that discussion so many times over the last 10 years.
I know. If one more person says to me, oh, my God, how are you going to do it? How are you going to do it? I'm like, I'm going. Like, I have
it's the music. You like the music.
I've loved Springsteen since I'm 13 years old. I'm not going to stop going to see him in concert.
But now he's this crazy old man who's gotten into the Robert De Niro vein of Trump derangement syndrome. And he's, by his words and his opinions, he's so out of touch with what's going on. It's ridiculous. I'm sorry.
It's a struggle in my head.
Right, but you separated. You were 13 when you first heard him, and a lot of people are that way. Some people have been turned off by it now, and they say I won't go anymore. No, but
and I get that. I do understand that, but I'm just wired differently. I guess I can separate the two. Good. But I also saw the set list, which he's been sticking to, and the set list is just incredible. And it's just songs that he wouldn't probably not have sung on a regular tour. So I'm kind of like, oh, this is going to be good.
See, I'm not a concert guy at all. At all.
Really?
So if I'm going to hear a song, I just go to YouTube and go, you know, song,
blue. Live,
music.
Dan, live.
I don't know, live, live. What? There's a bunch of strangers all around you. They're breathing on you and it's stinking.
What show are you going to?
No show. I do not go to concerts.
Like,
zero.
Jill and I went to Parks Casino on Friday night to see Taylor Dane in concert.
That's a smaller venue. That I would do. That I would do.
That
something like
fantastic.
That I would do.
I just love live music.
All right.
All right.
All right. So it's Small Business Monday. Dot Designing is sponsored. And let's go to Jeremy and Ben Salem, see what we got. Hi, Jeremy. Oh, hang on.
My employee. Oh.
Here we go. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Hey, good morning, Dennis. I'm here with my employee, Nicholas Vitelli. He's a longtime fan and listener. We're out doing some deliveries today, helping get people's parties going.
What do you do?
We own Rockstar Rentals. We're a party business based out of Bucks County.
Okay.
And, we offer inflatables, tents, tables, chairs, photo booths, basically anything to get your event rocking.
Wow. We service. And you're a young guy. How long have you been doing this?
Me and my wife started the business in July of 2024, and we're entering our second full season. And we've grown quite a bit, and we're really trying to, you know,
good for
grow
you.
Even bigger.
Rockstar Rentals, any kind of party need whatsoever. You're in Bucks County, PA. Do you come across the river in Jersey?
Yeah, we do. We do events in Ewing and Trenton, Burlington, anywhere close by.
Very good. All right. Rockstar Rentals website?
Yep. www.rockstar-rentals.com and 267-227-0724.
All right. Well, good luck. And as the party season's coming up, we wish you all the best this year, Jeremy.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right. Take care. And we'll get to Joe in a minute. Small Business Monday, and give an opportunity to people to plug their small business. Was in one yesterday. It was really cool. And she's doing real well. Stephanie on Main Street in Medford, the Farm Dog, great hot dogs and hamburgers. They raise their own cattle in a farm in town. I love stuff like that. So Small Business Monday, if you want to plug your small business, give us a call. 916. Time for New Jersey Fast Traffic in just a couple minutes. Don't go away.
Get the latest traffic, weather, and local news with New Jersey 101.5. Keeping you informed on all things Jersey.
So people making really nice comments on the app chat. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Brad in Bayville says, people are driving crazy today. Anything to do with Happy 420 Day? Maybe. It is 420. And, that's pot day, weed day. It could be. Be careful out there. You're driving. Small Business Monday. And it's sponsored by Dot Designing. Dot Designing helps bring your brand to life with custom graphic design, full color printing, signage, apparel, and more. Everything you need to make a lasting impression, whether you're launching a new business or looking to grow. Dot Designing is your one-stop partner. They'll help you look better, reach more customers, and grow faster. It's when you're in a small business, especially in a very difficult environment, business environment like New Jersey, it's great to have somebody holding your hand. This is great. Visit dotdesigning.com today, dotdesigning.com. Start turning your ideas into results. Save 10% off rock bottom pricing with code NJ1015. So go to dotdesigning.com. All right, some small businesses we want to plug real quick. John in Medford. Hey, John.
Dennis, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm blessed and thankful each and every day.
That's awesome.
So, I think you might be familiar with the magazine because I do mail all through Medford. Hometown Magazine, it's a local coupon magazine.
I get it every month.
Well, I appreciate that. And I just want to, you know, just give a shout out for Hometown Magazine. It's a just totally basically me, myself, and my wife. And we've been going into our 14th year now. And I just have to acknowledge all the local businesses that help support the magazine and also the people that support the local businesses through use of the coupons and things like that. So
that is awesome.
You know, I appreciate the opportunity. And if anyone out there, get the Hometown Magazine. We actually mail to Medford, Medford Lakes Tabernacle, Vincentown, Chemung. And there's another hometown up in Mansfield, Columbus, and Bordentown, which does the same type of thing, just family. And we primarily are all family-owned businesses. And you know as well as I do, things are a little rough out there right now with everything costing as much as it costs overhead. And
all right, John, we're going to run. We're going to skip on the Hometown Magazine. Continue success with it, John. Joe, in on the Parkway. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Dennis, can you hear me?
Yeah. What's Cup of Joe?
Yeah, so we are a weather and drone company. I'm actually on my way right now to Barnegat Light for a drone shoot. But on the weather side, we help municipalities and county governments and large businesses mitigate their weather and tidal flooding risk with a variety of innovative flooding solutions in terms of seeing when flooding's going to happen and where it's going to occur, and also municipality boots-on-the-ground type of weather consulting.
That is awesome. And it's called Cup of Joe?
Yes. So, yeah, CUPAJOE. And then our program for the municipalities and counties is called Shorely Safe. So SHORELY Safe.
Very good. And where's the website? Real quick.
Yeah, so you can go to jerseywx.com, and you can check out more there, jerseywx.com.
Good. Good luck, Joe. That's awesome. Thank you so much for letting us know about it, and good luck to you. 927. We'll check all the news there is you need to know coming up in just a few minutes. 937. Bill Spadia out. Dennis Malloy in. And with Small Business Monday, sponsored by Dot Designing, looking to launch or grow your business, get started with Small Business Starter Package from just $2.99, including t-shirts, yard signs, and more. Visit dotdesigning.com and build your brand the right way with Dot Designing. They have other packages with a little more elaborate and more help. It helps to have somebody holding your hand as you get started or start to grow your business. Let's talk to a few people who have businesses in New Jersey. Very difficult business environment. We want to help. Donnie's in Spotswood. Donnie, hi, you're on New Jersey 101.5.
Hey, Dennis, good to hear from you. I've been listening to you guys forever.
Thank you.
Yeah, my business name is Donnie D's Tile and Remodeling. I'm out of Spotswood. My website is dtileandremodeling.com. All the social media is the same, D Tile and Remodeling. I have a YouTube channel with nearly 600 videos with how-tos, pricing, everything is shared on there. So, yeah.
That's pretty good. All right, very good, Donnie D. Appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Dennis. Thank you.
Take care. Anthony is in Princeton. I've heard of that. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, brother. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. Things have slowed down a little bit around taxis. I don't know if it's the government helping us out on this or what's going on with the president, but long story short, I have an electrical contracting business. It's just the three of us, me, myself, and I, and, you know. I've been in Princeton since 1966.
What's it called?
Love it here. The Falco Electrical Contractors, LLC.
I just had a call, an electrician, last week. I'm down in Burlington County. And the guy came out and diagnosed my problem. Didn't do anything about it, but diagnosed. What would you charge for a service call? Just come out and diagnose my issue.
You know what, Dennis? When I go out, I'm very personal, and maybe too personal, and some people get it, some people don't. You know, if I come out there and I diagnose a problem, I'm not going to charge you. You know what I mean? If I'm there for a half an hour, 45 minutes, what the hell? It's not a big deal. It's not all about money. It's about sometimes helping people out. You know?
The guy didn't charge me, but his boss called me later and said, are we going to come out and do the job? I go, no. The power came back on. A friend of mine's going to come over and fiddle with it. And he said, okay. I said, but if I have a problem in the future, I will call you. Well, the next day in the mail, I got a $175 bill. So I wasn't.
Oh, yeah. Get out of here. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, See, that it can't be all about the money, and that's the biggest problem. Now, I'm not the cheapest guy out there, but I am, you know, I'm around what everybody else charges. And, you know, nine times out of ten, I got to be honest with you, nine times out of ten, I diagnose the problem on the phone. I run them through it. It's a breaker tripped or a GFI tripped. And I tell them, this is what you got to do. And they call me back and they're like, yeah, that was fixed. What do I owe you? They owe me nothing. Don't worry about it.
Well, I like this guy. All right, Anthony, what's it called again? DeFalco Electrical Contractors?
DeFalco Electrical Contractors, LLC.
Is it DI or DE? DeFalco.
DI, capital FALCO.
All right, very good.
Anybody calls me, they get taken care of. I mean, I don't know if you have a minute or not, but I can tell you a story about a guy, you know, and I don't look at it very often, but when I'm bored, I look at, you know, like my star rating. And one guy, he said this 3.5-page thing about me, just down, you know, putting me down so badly, you know, and I went over there and I knocked $1,000 off of his bill before, you know, charging him. And we're okay. Yeah, we're okay. And I says to him, listen, you know, I'll get back to you on the other work. He said, oh, very fine. And then he starts cursing me out why I didn't go back. And I told him, I says, I got emergencies, just like anybody else. If you're my customer and you have an emergency, I drop everything. Your little, you know, little fix-up things can't be that important compared to somebody who has no power to the house.
Yeah, I hate and people that write nasty reviews. I mean, spend one week in your shoes as a small business owner or as a craftsman or a tradesman. I hate people that do that. I really do. Listen, Anthony, all the best of luck in the world to you. Appreciate you calling today.
Take care, Dennis. Good. I hope your retirement's doing all right, or semi-retire.
Yeah, it is. It's great so far. Thank you so much, Anthony. Appreciate that. Jim is in Long Beach Island. I know Jim. Hey, Jim.
Or is a craftsman.
Jimmy, get on the phone.
We can wait till the delay catches up.
What's the delay these days? 10 seconds? 12? For Spady, I hope it's like 20 seconds.
Yeah, it's usually 60. You might have to dump hole. So we could. He's going to hear back. All this. Yeah.
Oh, my God. We got to wait. Who's anyway. Screaming? That Kyle Forsini, he doesn't tell people to turn the radio down. And that's the problem.
Can you hear me?
There you go.
Now I can. I'm sorry our screener didn't warn you to turn the radio down. Turn the radio down? And that's just somebody I know. Jim, hi. All right. Jim has
Should we put him on hold? What are you doing?
iHouse Watch. It's EYE House Watch. And it's mostly down the shore, Long Beach Island and other parts of the shore. If you have a property down the shore, but you're not there all the time, he'll go down, keep an eye on it, check
I'm
on
here,
it.
I'm here, Dennis.
Well, go ahead and tell us all about it, Jim, quickly.
You were doing a great job there, Dennis.
Yeah.
Yeah, Property Watch, the LBI, Beach Haven West in Barnegat, year 6, fully insured, trademarked. And to be honest with you, you know the area. You know, property owners are not here often. So eyes on their property is wise. And I would tell you that we're big on service excellence. And the clients love our services.
And if you want somebody to do some work at your house while you're not there in the wintertime.
Yeah, that's a huge role that I play, project managing the to-do list for the client. Because, again, the client's really never there. And there's always things being done, like at your place in Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm.
There's always things being done. So, yeah, we navigate the trades, and we do that very well. Obviously, we represent the property owner, not the person in the trades. And actually, the trades member likes that, too, because we're here. Jobs don't stop because the owner's not here.
Right.
The jobs continue. So both sides of the equation are really happy and like that role that we play as well.
Yeah, you do a great job. Jim, where do people find you?
iHouseWatch.com. EYEHOUSEWATCH.com.
Continued success, Jim. Thank you.
Good speaking to you, Dennis.
Same Bye. Here. Thank you. Appreciate the call. All right. Cut off my own mic. I like to do that to Spadia when he was here, but maybe that's what it was, a sort of a natural reflex. I'm turning off the mic before 10 o'clock.
I know what it was. You're trying to hang up the call.
Yes.
Because if you're sitting here,
right.
I get it. I know exactly what you did.
Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome.
Board op producer. Nailed it. All right, 9:45. If you want to get sneak in another plug before we wrap up the show, I'm not going to play a 10-minute song before the end of the show, so we'll have extra minutes for you to plug your small business. 1-800-283-1015. It's 4:20. Get high. And it's also Trash Bill Spady a day, too, so... And instead of him reading messages from the app chat, I'm doing it myself. I'm using all original material. 9:45. Fast traffic and your call coming up.
New Jersey news when it matters. Breaking updates, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Supported by Hackensack Meridian Health.
Thank you, Dan. 9:53. People are very nice on the app chat this morning. Red in Bridgewater says, Bill is not as good as you. I know that. Well, I got to be honest with you. It's true. I started 50 years ago this month in radio at the age of 18.
18 in Hamilton, New Jersey.
Right. And Bill only started, I don't know, 8 or 10 years ago.
Because of Judy and you. 10 minutes
ago.
10 minutes ago. Yeah, and because of Judy mostly. And I like Bill, and I made a couple of appearances on his TV show he had at the time, Talking Jersey or...
Chasing
Jersey, yeah. And so I felt like a friend when he came here. I was like, Bill, when you do this, you should not do that because it comes off wrong. And he'd be like, oh, thank you, thank you. The next day, go on there and do the exact same thing.
And listen to nothing
he
you say.
He listens to no one.
I know.
Listen, he's much, much better looking and I think smarter than me. But as a radio performer, nah.
You got it on him. Let me tell you, the internet blew up this morning. Everybody, Dennis is on.
Well, somebody said,
so excited.
Trash, Scott in Clearwater, Florida says, Trash Spadia with 3 exclamation points.
Well, it blew up because you said, Dennis in, Spadia out. Or Spadia right, out, right. Dennis in.
Yeah, and like a lot of emphasis on the out.
Well, here's what happened. Over the weekend, a friend of mine said a lot of stuff on social media saying big changes at 101.5. What's going on?
Right.
I said, well, what's the genesis of that? And he said, well, Spadia said next week big changes. And it's like, listen, Spadia doesn't know anything that goes on at the station after 10 o'clock.
He doesn't know what's going on.
Exactly. If there's any big changes, it has to do with ... Bill Spadia. So I said...
I saw that too.
Yeah. Okay. If he's going to, so he's either A, effing with the management, effing with the audience that he's off a couple of days. So I figured I'd come in and fan the flames by saying Bill Spady out, Dennis Malloy in. But he'll be back Wednesday. He's my friend. He's a friend of mine. And though he's not as good at radio as I am, I respect him.
But who is really? To be fair. Well,
thank you. I saw him on TV. I'm not as good on TV as he is. He's good looking.
Yeah, he is.
I would watch him on Newsmax.
I know is I pulled in the parking lot this morning. I'm like, oh, that's right. I got Dennis. I better be on time because Dennis will actually follow the clock.
Dennis knows how to read a clock. That's right.
All morning I was like, I have to get in the studio.